Darling, what's the matter? Sweetheart. Sweetheart, it's all right. Shh.
Lillian.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I was having a terrible dream.
It's all right, darling. You're awake now.
Yeah, Muria.
Yes, I am.
Forgotten you would be. Thought that was a dream, too.
No. I'm very real. And don't worry, darling. I'm not going anywhere. Oh, isn't it nice to have a peaceful, leisurely breakfast for once?
Without Lillian, you mean?
No, of course I didn't. I meant with Rory away on his sleepover.
Oh, right.
I love him to bits, but he can be very demanding.
And I feel the same way about Lillian. Well, perhaps loving her to bits is a little strong.
She wasn't that bad, poor nut.
Maybe not. Aren't you glad we got the house back to ourselves?
All right, yes. Yes, I am. And just hope it stays that way.
You don't think she's going to come back?
I hope not. But we haven't heard from her.
Isn't that a good sign? They're having a nice, cosy reconciliation.
Or another blazing row.
Don't depress me.
No, you're probably right. She's much more likely to get in touch if things have gone badly.
Exactly. Let's enjoy the peace while we can.
But you needn't think it means you can sit there skulking behind that paper.
I wasn't skulking, I was thinking.
What about?
Ed and Mike. There's an article about how tough things are for dairy farmers.
Not their kind of dairy farmers so much, surely.
It would still help if they could expand the herd. Be a pity if Ed went under before it even got started.
You like him, don't you?
Well, you know I do. There's something about him.
Reminds you of yourself at that age.
Taking crack cocaine and running off with my brother's wife?
No, his ambition.
Maybe. And Will's the same.
And you like him too?
Yeah. How Eddie Grundy managed to produce those boys?
He didn't. Clary did. Anyway, they can expand the herd, can't they? If Borchester Land rents them some pasture.
And half the board are really against it.
Yes, it seems like such a small thing.
Exactly. It's not worth the hassle. Not with everything else we're facing at the moment.
Well, can't you convince them they're wrong?
Well, Jerry and I were thinking if we could get Martin Gibson on side.
Oh, the financial director.
Yes. People tend to listen to the money men.
Not always with very good results.
Profit speaks volumes.
And he doesn't have a rural background, does he?
No, he came to us from a big concern in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And he's still got that urban outlook. Doesn't understand the importance of keeping in with the local community.
Why don't we ask him and his wife round for supper?
Well, that's a good idea. I could show him the farm.
And do a bit of gentle indoctrination.
Brilliant. Oh, thanks, Jenny. I'll tell you what, let's make the most of our child-free day. Let me take you out to lunch.
Oh, this is a treat. Proper English cooked breakfast.
You look as though you could do with it. I suppose you'd be living off toast and coffee.
Yeah, and the odd bowl of cereal.
Oh, well, that's something.
That's what I have for my evening meal.
Yeah, well, all that's going to stop. You need to keep your strength up.
Well, for the magistrate's court. How much food do you think you can get inside me before Tuesday?
Oh, Matt, don't worry. It's only a formality. Nothing really happens till the case gets to Crown Court.
Chalkman will be in there.
Yeah, I suppose he will be.
They're charging us together.
I know. I was just trying to blank him out.
Yeah, I wish I could.
But he's not going to cause any trouble there, is he?
Yeah, not there. See, I think that's what I was dreaming about. Chalky landed me in it and the judge gave me 10 years.
You're pleading guilty. You've been cooperating with the police. And as you said yourself, Russell doesn't think it'll be anything like that long sentence.
Exactly. He doesn't think. He doesn't know. No one does.
Well, darling, there's no point in worrying about it, is there?
It doesn't worry you.
I didn't say that. But brooding about it doesn't help. You've been too much on your own.
Well, that's true. Oh, Pussycat, I am so glad you're back.
So am I. But I'm not going to be selfish and keep you all to myself. You need to get out and about. Let's go to the Bull for lunch. Frieda can help fatten you up.
It's all right, old girl. Just want to make sure that this little fella's okay.
Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Ruth said I'd find you in here.
Well, hasn't she gone yet? She'll need to get a move on. She's going to catch Mum after church.
Oh, she was on her way out. Mm. Why the urgency?
Oh, it's a flour and produce crisis.
Oh, dear.
Apparently, Vicky is planning to do a pile of honey cupcakes for her exhibit and top them off with a kind of... Eiffel Tower of spun sugar.
Sounds like Vicky. And this is a problem because?
Because Mum is only doing a boring old honey cake.
Jill's honey cake is legendary. Ian raves about it.
I know, but they're all getting very, very competitive. And that's why Ruth needs to see Mum in person so they can talk tactics.
Makes a change from who's got the biggest marrow, I suppose.
Yeah, anyway, we're out for the rest of the day.
Well, good thing I caught you then.
Yeah, it's Josh's birthday. Taking him and his friends for a film and a pizza.
Is that how you're going to be celebrating the big 5-0 on Friday?
Well, it might be. Mum and Dad are coming round here for a meal, but Ruth's cooking, so...
I'm sure she'll make you something special.
I'm sure she will. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm going to the dairy event in Stoneleigh the day before. I'm taking a lump of turf from the paddocks, because they've got a soil clinic there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's time we took a look at our soils. I'm not sure that the new paddocks are performing quite as they should.
Should be interesting.
Yeah. And then there's our holiday to look forward to, so I shall have enough birthday treats. Anyway, how can I help you?
Well, a couple of things. Ian wanted to know if you'd managed to sell any tickets for the Meet the Farmer thing yet.
Oh, no, I haven't got around to it yet, I'm afraid.
Well, that's OK, he was just checking. They're going quite well at Grey Gables.
But I am going to get the display board sorted out.
No, that'll be helpful. And... I wanted to sound you out. You know I'm planning to expand the polytunnels.
Yes.
I wonder what you thought the parish council's attitude might be.
Because you need to divert a footpath?
Yes. Right. You know, Linda's kicked up quite a fuss about it already. I didn't know how much sway you think she might have.
Well, I wouldn't worry. It's not an aesthetic issue. A few more polytunnels aren't going to make that much difference.
No. And moving the footpath actually gives you a much better view.
Well, Lillian will be on your side.
What about Neil?
Don't see why he'd have a problem.
Linda's got Susan pretty stirred up about it.
Well, that wouldn't influence Neil, not on something like this.
Hope not.
Are you really worried?
Linda's got quite a track record in strengthening the opposition to this kind of scheme. She single-handedly kept all the footpaths on the estate open, according to her.
Now, well, that's different. Surely even Linda can see that.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But apparently not.
Mind having a drink here before we go up to Grey Gables?
Of course not. It's your treat. We can do what you like.
I might just see if Jolene's heard anything from Lillian. They've got very close lately.
I don't think you'll need to, look.
Hello, darlings. Just can't get away from me, can you?
Hi, Brian. Jennifer.
Morning, Matt.
Lillian, how lovely to see you.
I thought you'd have been enjoying the peace and quiet with me gone.
I have.
Oh, take no notice of him. Well, it's lovely to see you both.
Yeah.
Well, this calls for a bit of celebration. Look, come on, Matt, let's get these girls a drink.
Yeah, we'll do.
Oh, Lillian, come on, tell me what.
There's nothing to tell, darling. I'm back where I belong, and it's wonderful.
I must say, I'm pleased for you.
What, pleased to get Lillian out of your hair?
Not at all. Well, maybe just a bit.
Yeah.
Nah, she's back where she belongs. Anyone can see that.
Oh, I hope so. You know, being without her was, well, let's just say I don't want to go through that again.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
No, but I am, aren't I?
Why, where are you?
Yeah. And who knows how long for?
Well, look, Matt, I mean, brooding about it won't help.
That's what Lillian says.
She's right. You're together now. Enjoy it while you can. So what do you fancy to drink?
There is the appearance at the magistrate's court, but I keep telling him...
Lillian! Nice to see you.
Oh, you too, darling. Mm.
She came with Matt. He's just at the bar with Brian.
Oh, that is good news. I'm very pleased for you.
So am I.
And she was just telling me about the magistrate's court.
Oh, never mind that. Let's talk about you for a change. What have you two been up to?
He only saw me on Friday.
A lot can happen in a weekend.
Not to me. Oh, Rory's having a sleepover with Lily and Freddie.
Oh, I wondered what you'd done with him.
We've invited Martin Gibson round to lunch on Tuesday.
Have you?
That sounds like fun.
I didn't know Brian was a big mate of his.
Well, Brian wants to talk to him about Borchester land renting to Ed Grundy.
But what... Oh, look, there's Jolene. Would you mind if I just went and had a word? Spread the good news!
So much for taking an interest in other people.
You can't blame her. Jolene's been a good friend.
So, this lunch with Martin Gibson, I'm intrigued. What's the plan? You fill him with delicious food, Brian brings out all the good wine, and he sees the light about Ed Grundy?
Well, that's just the icing on the cake. Brian's going to show him the farm, and while he does, he's going to emphasise the importance of keeping in with the local community.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that might work. Brian can be very persuasive when he wants to be.
Here we are. We didn't go quite as far as champagne, but this has got a bit of fizz in it.
Better wait till Linen gets back. Don't want hers to get flat.
No, she'll never forgive me. Where is she anyway?
Talking to Jolene, spreading the good news.
Oh. Oh, well, if it makes her happy.
It does, doesn't it, you?
Yeah, while it lasts.
Oh, she's staying, Matt.
I know, that wasn't what I meant.
You two look deep in conversation. We didn't mean to interrupt.
No, Mum was telling me about you having Martin Gibson to lunch.
Oh, pity his wife couldn't come. I'd have liked to have met her.
Is this just a social call, or shouldn't I ask?
Well, I'd like to get him on side with a proposal to rent Ed Grundy some land.
Oh, well, good luck. Tenancy agreement's too complex, not enough profit, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, well, it is what he's saying. I want to change his mind. It's good PR to keep him in the local community.
Well, that's the line to take. Big business is no one's friend at the moment. They're after all of us.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, I mean, if you've got any tips on how to handle him...
Oh, I'll give it some thought.
Jolene's very pleased for us, darling.
Good, but you really don't have to tell the old village, you know.
But I want to. Oh, is that a bit of fizz?
Yeah, just a bit.
Open it now you're here.
Oh, thanks, darling.
I'll give you a hand with the glasses.
Anyway, she was glad to hear some good news. Takes her mind off her own troubles.
Thanks, Adam. There we go.
What troubles?
Well, the situation between Wayne and Fallon. She's still not happy about it.
You couldn't possibly have had time to talk to her about that.
Well, I didn't need to. I could tell. Women's intuition. Now, where's that fizz?
Oh, it's nice to be able to relax after lunch without having to dash off anywhere, isn't it?
It is.
What's that you're reading?
Jane's letter.
Oh, yes. Wasn't it kind of her to write? She's a nice girl.
Mm.
I think it really meant a lot to her that we were able to go to Diane's funeral.
She gave her a wonderful send-off.
Oh, she did. It was very moving, wasn't it?
It was.
That simple ceremony, the wicker coffin, the beautiful woodland. I always thought I'd want to be cremated, you know, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, but now I'm not so sure.
I think a green funeral would rather suit you.
Well, you'll arrange it for me then, will you?
Sweetheart, I doubt if I'll be here.
Oh, Robert, don't say that.
One of us has got to go first, and it's more likely to be me. You'd better put it in your will. Or tell Coriander.
When she's expecting a baby, that's not very appropriate.
No rush, eh? I can see you getting your telegram from the Queen. Several times.
It's a pity there isn't a green burial ground near here. Then I could at least book a plot. I could get one for you, too.
I'm not bothered. We've got this world, Lindy, and it's a very beautiful one.
Now, come on. It's a lovely September afternoon. Let's take Scruff for a walk.
Oh, thanks, love. But I thought your dad were going to do that.
Yeah, he was, but I didn't trust him not to break any.
Oh, Fallon.
Well, do you?
Maybe not. Though he does help that he's staying sober now.
Anyway, he's having a good time with his new mates. Seemed a shame to disturb him.
He's made himself pretty popular, hasn't he?
He can be charming when he wants to be. We both know that.
He's trying, Fallon.
I can see that. I really can, but...
But?
Well, that don't change the past. He left us. Nothing he does now can put that right.
No, it can't.
You agree, but I thought...
But he can't undo what he did. We all have to live with it.
Yes.
But that isn't what he's trying to do.
isn't it?
No, I don't think so. That was then, this is now, and he's trying to build a relationship with you now, as an adult.
Yeah, well, that would involve him being...
Oh, come on, Fallon. That's a little girl talking. Not the strong young woman you grew into.
Thanks to you. If he thinks he can just waltz in and cash in on that, all the hard work that you put in to make things okay for us...
Yeah, I want things to be okay now. For you. Just going on thinking about how Wayne screwed up our lives isn't doing you any good. That's not true, for a start.
Well, only because of you. How can I forgive him for what he did to you?
Well, you think if you make up with your dad, you're being disloyal to me? Oh, but
well,
look,
I'm not having him think that it didn't matter.
He doesn't. I know Wayne. I know when he's shooting a line, and he isn't. You know, what he did was bad, and he can't change that. But he can change what he does now. And I really think he's trying.
Well...
And if you could try too, that might change everything.
Oh, you're so soft-hearted, Mum. Still looking for a happy ending.
Oh, I know it's a big ask.
Yes.
I know you can do this. And I think you'd be happier if you did.
Okay, I'll try. But I'm not making any promises.
I said, you've been busy. Let me help you.
Wayne collected most of them.
Did he?
Yeah. He's looking for stray ones in the garden now.
Oh, is he? Well, I'll give him a hand.
I'm sure he can manage. I hope she isn't going to start running round after him as well.
As well as who?
Well, you.
I am not running round after him.
Phew.
I never did run around after him, and I ain't about to start now.
Well, you're making him far too comfortable.
We agreed. We couldn't have thrown him out in the state you were in.
I know. But it's been a week more now. Fallon isn't interested in bonding with him, or whatever you want her to do. It's time he went.
Sid, just give him a bit longer. Please. If she can have some kind of relationship with him, well, maybe these wounds will start to heal.
But he's been here weeks and...
I know. It's a long process. I think I made a breakthrough just now. If you could just be patient for a bit longer.
For Fallon's sake?
Yes, Sid. Please.
All right.
Thank you.
As long as it is just for Fallon.
Of course. Who else would it be for?
Did we have to come along this footpath?
It's a very pretty walk.
Yes, but that isn't why we've come, is it? You're trying to prove a point to Adam.
Yes, I am. This footpath is very well used.
By you?
It's not only me, you know it isn't.
We haven't passed anybody yet.
Well, it's not the right time of day for joggers. Usha and Sid often use it.
So that's three of you.
Oh, I don't know why you're being so obstructive,
well,
Robert.
I'm trying to be constructive. You need to marshal your forces, otherwise it looks like Adam's got a good case.
Oh, I intend to, don't you worry.
Oh, come on, let's not spoil our walk. How are the entries for the flower and produce going?
Very well.
You've got many for the digitally enhanced photos.
Lots. I told the committee it will be popular.
As long as I don't have too many rivals.
You don't need to worry about that. People are going to be so stunned when they see yours.
I hope so.
I can't wait to see their faces.
You've not said anything to anyone about it, have you?
Well, of course not. I know it's a secret. Anyway, people aren't talking about the photography much.
All the better.
The versatile bee seems to be causing most controversy. Jill was telling
Linda,
me that...
I think you're about to prove a point. Afternoon, Adam.
Afternoon, Robert. Hello, Linda.
Adam, how nice to see you. On your way to your tunnels?
I am. Having a nice afternoon walk?
We are.
A lovely day.
Isn't it?
And this is such a pretty walk. Spectacular views.
If you like looking at hedges. Well, I mustn't hold you up.
Nor we you. I'm sure you can't wait to get back to your tunnels. I know how important they are to you.
Locally produced food is a cause dear to my heart, yes.
Ours too.
In some circumstances.
Though, actually, I'm getting a breath of fresh air myself. I've been bogged down in paperwork all afternoon.
Can be tedious, can't it?
A necessary evil. The principle of planning permission is very sound. It's just that ticking all the boxes...
Planning permission? You've been applying for planning permission?
Lindy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I sent it off before I came out.
For those extra polytunnels?
It was, actually. However, did you guess?
Something the matter, Sid?
What?
You're scowling at my dad. What's he done now?
Wine? Oh, nothing, nothing. I didn't mean to scowl.
You were.
Well, look at him. He's got the meeting out of his hand.
If it brings in punters.
I suppose. He's certainly got the gift of the gab.
Yes.
He even won you over.
What makes you say that?
Oh, you've seemed a bit more chatty with him this afternoon.
Well, I told Mum I'd try.
Yeah, she said.
I'm not sure anything will come of it.
No?
Well, I don't seem to have inherited Mum's forgiving nature.
You think she's forgiven him, do you?
Well, there's no need to look like that. It's your fault. Before you came into her life, well, Dad had been her only real relationship. Being with you meant that Mum could see what a loser Wayne was.
You reckon?
I know. Because then she could forgive him. I'm starting to feel sorry for him, even. She got her life sorted and he hadn't.
I see.
Only isn't that easy for me. She could find herself another bloke and a good one this time. But you only get one dad, don't you?
Well, love, I
have... Oh, you've been great. But you're not my dad. I've wished you were.
Have you?
The way you were with Jamie when he was little. I never got any of that, did I?
I'm sorry, love.
No, there's no point. He's my dad and I'm stuck with him.
Yeah.
So maybe Mum's right. Maybe I should try to make the best of it.
What are you doing?
I'm taking him a packet of crisps. It's a start.
He likes the cheese and onion. Well, well, well.
Evening, Sid.
Oh, evening.
Linda Snell's not anywhere around, is she? Only she seems to be stalking me.
No, it's just you, me and Wayne and his fan club. Look, I've been meaning to talk to you about the cricket team.
Oh, yeah?
Are you happy to carry on as captain if Alistair finally does make up his mind to quit?
I am. I'm not sure that some of the team would be very happy about it, though.
Well, they know we've had a good season.
Yeah, but some think there are more important things than winning.
It's a cricket team, not a social club.
Oh, I totally agree. Are you saying you'd back me as captain?
Yeah. Yes, you're good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Whatever I might think of...
My personal life?
Yeah. Well, it's never affected your cricket.
Oh, Wayne and Fallon seem to be having a good chat. Oh, evening, Adam.
Evening.
Yeah, she's got a kind heart. Gets it off her mum. Excuse me, I've got to change the barrel.
Well, he's in a good mood.
He must be. He just paid me a compliment, I think.
Good Lord.
Admittedly, it was about cricket.
Look, take him where you can find him, that's what I say.
Good advice.
You can give me some.
Can I?
I hope so. It's about Lillian.
Oh, right.
She's obviously so happy to be back with Matt, and that's great.
Yeah, it is.
But it seemed to me there was still something on her mind.
Yeah, she's worried about this magistrate's court hearing tomorrow.
Oh, but I thought that was just a formality.
Well, the SFO will ask for the case to be heard at the Crown Court, yeah, but the charge will be read out.
Oh, I see, so...
Chalkman will be there, and who knows how Matt will react to that.
Can I give you a hand with that?
No, I've nearly finished. Just wanted to have everything ready so I can play the charming hostess.
You'll do that very well, I'm sure.
She'll be here soon, shouldn't he?
Yes. I'm glad he can come for coffee as well. I wasn't sure with him being such a busy man.
You can show him the farm this morning, can't you?
Oh, that's the plan.
And then we can all have a nice, relaxed lunch. There we are. That's done.
I hope so. I really am grateful to you for doing this, you know, Jenny.
Well, I love to cook. You know that.
Yes, but with all you've got on at the moment...
Oh, it's not so bad now Rory's back at school.
I was thinking more of Peggy.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You're doing all you can there, though.
I'm not convinced it's enough. She's still on her own with Jack quite a lot. And I think that's getting more and more difficult.
Mm. Adam said Ian was going to drop in today.
Yes, he's been very good. It was Lillian's turn, but of course she's at the magistrate's court.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Brian, I'm glad we're having this lunch today. It'll take my mind off what's happening there.
Wish they'd get on with it.
It'll be a while yet, Matt. Russell's not even here. We did come very early.
Yeah, maybe that was a mistake.
No. It gives you a chance to calm down.
Yeah, I suppose.
Now, come on. Deep breath.
Oh, Lillian.
Now, as you breathe, remember that this is only a formality. Nothing's really going to happen this morning.
I wouldn't say that.
Hello, Mac. Oh, and Lillian too. Long time no see.
Chalky.
I'm sorry Adam couldn't show you around, Martin. It's a busy time of year for us.
Oh, good of you to spare me the time, then.
Well, the soft fruit is very much his department.
Oh, it's very impressive.
Well, he's done well.
And who's doing the picking?
Well, they're mostly from Eastern Europe.
Oh, I suppose that's easier with your connections in Hungary.
Oh, it does help.
Well, there's no trouble about it, the way things are with the general economy.
No, we've been very lucky. And Adam likes to keep the chaps busy, even in their free time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, lots of day trips, and Jenny helps out with those. And the weekend discos, of course.
Yeah, so it's a real family operation.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, the way we look at it is if they're occupied, they're happy. And the village hardly sees them, so there's less chance of trouble.
Well, that's the great strength of a set-up like this. A family farm.
What, that we're all pulling together?
Well, it's a lesson we need to learn at BL after the recent upheavals. But if we're going to prosper... Well, I think that's what we're all hoping for. I have to question whether taking on this farm tenancy is a good idea at this stage in the company's development.
I think it is.
I know you do. That came over loud and clear at the meeting.
Martin, it's about social responsibility. That's something all companies need to take seriously in this day and age.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. But in this case, are you sure you're not putting the home farm interests before the company's?
Now, hang on a minute.
Look, I absolutely understand. You're a family business with deep roots in the community. It's entirely admirable that you should want to give a helping hand to an ambitious youngster.
I do, because the boy's done well.
Well, I'm sure he has. All I question is whether it's the proper thing for BL to get involved in.
Well, I'm absolutely sure it is.
Look, we're a land development company, Brian. Our bottom line is what we can make out of whatever bits of land we own. That's our prime responsibility.
Of course, I accept that.
So let's not get ourselves sidetracked, okay?
That wasn't so bad, was it?
Wasn't it?
I know it can't have been pleasant having to stand there with Chalk. But at least you don't have to keep reporting to the police station all the time.
Yeah.
It's over now.
Yeah, until the next time, when I'll probably not be coming home at all.
Is that what you were thinking?
Of course. Weren't you?
Oh, Tiger. I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything. Just... sit here and hold me hand for a minute.
Oh, now, isn't that nice? Standing by your man. I wonder how long that'll last.
Get stuffed.
Charming. And after we've had such a cosy morning, you and me back together again, just like the old days.
Come on, Matt, we're going.
Oh, no, that's not very nice, Lillian. We've got so much to catch up on.
Look, Matt's solicitor says we shouldn't be speaking to you. If we take his advice in the first place...
Well, there's a lot of things we're regretting doing, I'm sure. Hey, Matty boy?
I've got nothing to say to you.
That's a pity, because I've got quite a few things to say to you.
We don't want to hear them.
I think Matt might. He's looking quite interested to me.
No, you're wrong, Chalky, as usual. What's the point? We've been charged. There's nothing more we can do.
I wouldn't say that. I can think of a few things.
Can you not listen to sense for once in your life? Matt's right. Now, the best you can do is to cooperate. There's really no sense.
Now you're so bad. Now the damage is done. I wanted to cooperate with you, Matt. Remember? But you wouldn't play.
Yeah, it wasn't a case... Look, I'm not going over all that again. What's done is done.
I wouldn't say that, mate. Some of it might be undone.
And what exactly do you mean by that?
Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Come on, Matt, we're going.
And hang on a sec, if I were you. I want to make one thing quite clear. You had your chance with me and you blew it. From now on, I'm looking after number one.
Like you ever did anything else.
Oh, I haven't even started yet. Because I can tell you one thing. If the judge is looking for someone to make an example of in these difficult times, it ain't going to be me.
I used to dress up in tennis whites and everything.
Very enterprising. And all to sell Adam strawberries?
Oh, I'm glad to do it. Anything that helps a business along.
Well, that's exactly what we were talking about, isn't it, Brian?
What? Selling strawberries?
No. The strength of the family farm and everyone pulling together, that sort of thing.
Oh, I see.
And you're a perfect example, Jennifer.
Oh, I like to do what I can. Frankly, it hasn't been easy after the last couple of summers we've had. Weather's been so dreadful.
Oh, hasn't it just?
Well, if you'll excuse me, I must just pop through and see how lunch is getting on.
Yes, all right, darling.
It smells delicious.
Oh, good. Why don't you get Martin another drink, darling?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Same again, Martin.
Please.
I shan't be long.
So, it's been a bad time for strawberries.
Well, it's more the market, really. When the weather's awful, no one seems to fancy them so much.
Well, I suppose not.
Still, at least we've had a crop. Goodness knows what state the industry would be in now without the tunnels. There you go.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
I mean, all right, there might have been a bit of fuss when they first went up, but frankly, they've saved soft root growing in this country.
Oh. You had a bit of trouble yourselves, if I remember. Locals who weren't too keen on all that plastic.
Say that again. Got quite lively for a while, thanks to one or two local activists.
Yeah, you managed to come through, though.
Yep, thank goodness. Took a bit of good PR.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had to get the village on side. So basically, we took the community into our confidence. Told them what we were planning.
And that was enough?
No. It was a longish job. But one of the best things we did was to supply the village shop at a good price.
So people could buy local strawberries.
Yeah, exactly. At a price in line with the supermarkets. They all like that.
Yeah, clever move.
It's about being embedded in the community. All helps to make the business run better.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah, well, don't write it off for BL either. Whether you like it or not, we're as involved in the community as this farm.
Are we by any chance back on the new farm tenancy?
Look, Martin, I know it seems a lot of work for very little return.
As financial director, I have to think about these things.
Yes, of course you do. But I'm telling you, if we chuck a bit of largesse in young Ed Grundy's direction, we'll get it back in spades.
You think so?
I'm sure of it. In my experience, good PR always ends up on the bottom line in one way or other.
I'm so glad to hear you say that.
What?
Forgive me, but I had to be sure you wanted this for the right reasons. Does that sound devious?
No.
Look, if I'm honest, I'd have to say I agree with you. We should help young people get on the farming ladder.
We should?
Absolutely. And now I'm satisfied about your motives. I'm more than ready to back you in this.
Oh, darling, please try to eat something.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pussycat. I know you've gone to a lot of trouble, but I'm just not very hungry.
You mustn't let Shortman get to you like this.
Yeah, I know.
He's a liar and a bully. It was all hot air.
Well, you don't know that. We've got no idea what his defence is going to say.
But what can they say?
Well, they can say it was all my fault. And Chortman was the innocent party dragged into my scheme.
That's ridiculous, Matt. The evidence won't support it. It's the other way round.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. But if he says the same, how are either of us going to prove it?
But you went to the police first. That's got to count in your favour.
Yeah, but his defence may say that I just wanted to get my story in first. If Chortman makes it look like it was all my idea, I could be looking at 10 years.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Is it?
Yes. I asked Russell this morning. He said it won't be anything like that. You're pleading guilty. You helped the police.
See, Chortman was right about one thing.
I doubt that.
Now, these are difficult times. Nobody's going to have much sympathy for us.
Darling, it's not a question of sympathy. The law...
The law can be influenced by public opinion, and right now people are very angry. Suppose the judge does decide to make an example of us.
Chalkman put that idea into your head to rattle you. Don't let him get to you, Matt. Please.
Thank you again for a most enjoyable lunch.
It's our pleasure.
You must come again. Bring Pam next time.
I'd like that. Bye.
That went very well, thank you, darling.
Well, I didn't do very much.
No, no, all your shameless flirtation really softened him. And the wonderful food, of course.
He didn't need softening up, did he? According to him, he'd made up his mind already.
You didn't believe that, did you? He was just saving face.
Well, you think so?
Yes. He wasn't going to admit he'd been swayed by my arguments.
Oh, well, he seemed pretty sure it was all his own idea as well.
Oh, well, if he wants to rewrite history, I don't care. As long as he can help me swing the board at the next meeting.
Mike and Ed will be pleased if he does. Well, all the Grundys.
Yes, yes. You know, they might even have to thank me. That'll be a novelty.
Do you want more coffee, darling?
Well, no, thanks.
Matt, why don't you just ring Russell? I'm sure he can tell you what he told me.
I'll leave it, Lily.
He's a lawyer.
And what about you?
Me?
Haven't you back has made me so happy.
Oh, darling. Me too.
But the strain of all this, well, it nearly broke us, didn't it, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it did, but we're stronger now.
Strong enough for what's going to happen?
Yes. Yes.
You sure? How long would you wait for me, Lillian? How long before it all got too much again?
Do you need a hand with that?
Oh, yes, please, darling. Thanks. Go through these soft drinks that are ready to knots, don't we?
Well, they are popular.
Yes, for this bottled water.
Well, people get thirsty in the summer.
A bit of a con, if you ask me, don't you reckon?
I suppose it is, a bit.
These alcove pop things, they're a rip-off.
Yes, I never liked them much.
Well, you're a sensible girl. They're just made to get youngsters hooked, aren't they?
Does seem like it.
It's a good thing they weren't around in my day. I might have started drinking even earlier.
That is a worry.
Well, I'm trying to mend me ways now. Better late than never, eh?
You're doing very well.
Do you think so, sweetheart?
Well, it's better for your health, isn't it?
Hey, you two are doing a good job.
Well, I think we've about finished. Oh, I'll open up if you like, Mum.
Yeah, thanks, Lily.
That's no problem.
Anything to get away from me.
Really? Well, you seem to be having quite a chat.
I was doing the chatting. She was just being polite. I think I preferred it when she lost her rag with me. At least it seemed like she cared. I'm beginning to think it's a lost cause.
Morning, Wayne. Jolene.
Oh, hi, Lillian.
I was wondering if you might have time for a bit of a chat while it's quiet.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Well, I'll leave you lovely ladies to it. Go and have another crack at making my daughter like me.
Oh, dear. No progress there, then?
Not much.
Well, you didn't look very happy.
Neither do you, if you don't mind me saying so. You were positively glowing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Did something go wrong in court yesterday?
Not with the legal proceedings, but Chalkman was there.
Yeah, Adam said he would be. And he caused trouble.
Oh, he always does, Jolene. He really rattled Matt. He just knows exactly which buttons to press. I keep telling him it's all bluff, but...
He was threatening him again?
Dropping very dark hints that he's really going to land Matt in it when he comes to the Crown Court.
Well, can he do that?
Who knows? I certainly wouldn't put it past him.
So Matt's really worried?
Yeah. Thinks he'll have to take the rap for everything and the judge will give him 10 years.
10 years? Well, it could be as long as that, surely.
Technically, it could.
Technically?
Well, that is a possible sentence.
Well, for the big fraudsters, maybe, but... I thought people like Matt ended up in open prisons doing university degrees.
Maybe in the past, but the way things are at the moment...
Oh, even so, 10 years? Well, you don't think it'll come to that, do you?
No. No, 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 of course I don't. Anyway, how are the men in your life?
Oh, they're a worry.
Wayne seems to be behaving himself. Or is it Sid?
No, he's been very patient.
He's agreed to let Wayne stay till he sorts things out with Fallon.
Well, that's good.
Well, it would be if it were happening. Oh, Fallon said she'd try.
Well, maybe Wayne needs to try a little harder.
I don't see how he could. Breaks my heart to see him getting nothing back.
Well, it's bound to take time.
Well, Sid's patience ain't going to last forever. And it's so important that he stays. For Fallon's sake.
Just for Fallon?
Of course. Why else?
Oh, hello, love.
Hi. On your own this morning?
Yeah, and it's coming down later. How did you get on?
We caught him in the end.
Oh, good. Look, I won't be a mower. Just finishing putting out these sweets.
They hadn't gone as far as the lane, thank goodness. We managed to herd them into a field, and then I went back for the trailer. Oh. Honestly, love, I'm too old to be chasing young pigs all over the village.
Oh, don't be daft. It'll keep you fit.
I'm not feeling very fit, I can tell you that. And I haven't even started my normal work yet. What I wouldn't do for a nice, steady office job right now.
Oh, go on, you'd hate it. Look what happened last time.
Well, I've got a lot older since then.
It wasn't that long ago.
Long enough. I was thinking, when this lot gave us the slip for the third time this morning, why exactly am I doing this? Not the money, that's for sure.
Well, maybe when you get this new contract from Tom.
If I get it.
Well, of course you will. He's as good as promised.
Well, I wouldn't say he promised, exactly.
Well, that's what you told me. Mm. As soon as the contract's up with his present supplier, you said.
Oh, maybe he's decided this bloke's stock isn't so bad after all. I mean, maybe the guy's offered him such a good deal, he'd be stupid to turn it down.
And maybe your wieners all grow wings and fly off to the Bahamas. Come on, Neil. Stop being such a misery.
Something bothering you, Sid?
What? No! Why would you think that?
Are you scowling at Wayne?
No, I'm not. I wish people would stop saying that.
Maybe you should stop doing it then.
I mean, you must be pleased to see him getting on better with Fallon.
I'm pleased if that's what Fallon wants. He doesn't deserve her.
I meant for yourself. The sooner he starts getting on with Fallon, the quicker he goes. Isn't that the plan?
That's what Jolene said.
Well, that's what she told me.
Did she?
Yeah. She wants him to stay for Fallon's sake.
No other reason.
Well, what other reason could there be?
Oh, that's a good story. And
every word of that is true.
Oh, deserves a pint anyway.
No thanks, Tom. Not until the sun's over the yardarm.
You what?
He means not until 6 o'clock.
Oh, right.
No, my liver won't take it anymore.
So you're giving it a rest?
Not before time. I'm trying to put right a lot of things I did in my misspent youth.
So, Tom, where do you stand in the great cricket debate?
Oh, on the sidelines.
Well, what's the debate, then?
Whether Adam should stay on as captain.
Sid's backing him, which has astounded me and Mum.
Never saw the point of cricket myself. Football, no.
You played?
I had a trial for Felpersham City Youth Team.
Really? I didn't know that.
But I was already in a band by then. So, one of the many things I sacrificed to my music.
Do you regret it?
A lot of things I regret, darling.
Oh, you know their star player's having his birthday at Grey Gables.
Oh, Lee Mason?
Yep.
He's good. A bit of a temper on him, mind.
Oh, well, they'll keep him sweet there. He wants exclusive use of the dining room and the bar all evening for him and his mates. Oh. You'd think Beckham was coming.
Well, when's this happening?
About 3 weeks' time, I think. Come up if you're still around.
Oh, I'll be long gone by then.
Will you?
Well, I could always pop back.
Ah, brilliant. Sorry. You'll have to excuse me a sec. Neil's just come in. I really need to talk to him.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I'll be back, though. Neil, you got a minute?
Lee Mason, eh? Oh, fancy that.
I used to be a City fan when I were a kid.
Oh, were you? Well, something else we got in common.
I used to go to the matches sometimes with a friend and her dad.
Fallon, I'm so sorry. I really would...
Yeah, you're misspent youth. Yes, I know. You don't have to keep going on about it.
I just want you to know...
That you're sorry. Yes, I get it.
Well, I am.
I believe you.
Do you?
Yeah. But it doesn't change what happened.
I know. I wish it could, but... But could it change what happens now?
I don't know. Don't push it, Dad.
No, I won't. But if you thought there was a chance...
I said don't push it. Let's take this slowly, OK?
Was really pleased when I heard you and Matt were back together.
Were you, darling? Mm. Thank you.
Couples need to stick together when times are tough, don't they? Me and Neil, well, we've had some difficult times together, but we always managed to get through them. Touch wood.
Always thought you were really solid, you two.
Well, yeah, we are. Hasn't always been easy, though.
No, it never is.
Gets a bit down about his job sometimes. There's always something going wrong. Still, as I said to him, we haven't got a lot of choice, really. I mean, what else is he going to do at this time in life?
Oh, speak of the devil. Afternoon, Neil. Tom.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi.
Love, good news. Hi. Tom wants me to supply him with 30 wieners a month on contract.
Oh. Well, well, well.
I don't know why you're so surprised. I said I would, didn't I?
Well, ages ago. And then we didn't hear a word. Neil's been that worried.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
I'm really sorry, but I had to wait until the Stowe contract had ended.
He said the supplier simply wasn't as good as me.
No, he wasn't. The quality of your stock is second to none.
So you won't be looking for another job then, Neil?
No, of course not. Wait, what have you been saying, love?
Me? Nothing.
Well, there's no way I'd want to do anything else, as long as I can make a living at it.
Well, that's good, because I wouldn't want to think you were planning to get out.
No way.
I'm relying on you, Neil.
Oh, I love working with the pigs, don't I, Susan?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Neil had never give up his pigs. I've never had any doubts about that.
Oh, hi, Jolene. Come for your lunch? Need me to take over in the bar?
No, it's quiet enough. That's why I thought I'd grab a quick sandwich.
Well, I'll make you one.
Oh, I can do it.
Come on. You know you never could resist my cheese and pickle sandwiches.
Right enough. Well, go on then.
All you left off when you were expecting our Fallon.
That and beetroot.
Oh, I had some weird cravings.
Yeah. Like having your feet rubbed before you could get to sleep.
You never said no to a foot rub.
Well, just let me finish making you this sandwich.
Oh, in your dreams. Pickles in the top cupboard. Was it wishful thinking again, or were you getting on a bit better with Fallon just now?
I think we had a bit of a breakthrough.
Oh, good.
I'd forgotten she was a City fan.
Oh, don't tell me he was bonding over football.
Must be in the blood. She certainly doesn't get it from you.
No, she does not.
Oh, do you remember when we had that Scouser in the band?
How could I forget? He never shut up about it.
And I asked him which team he supported.
Which just encouraged him.
And he said Everton.
Yeah, as if I cared.
And you said... You said... Oh, really? I thought that was a toffee.
Well, I did.
You couldn't leave it there, could you?
Well, I was trying to be polite. I didn't know there were two football teams in Liverpool. That's all I said.
No, it isn't. Mm. What you said was, oh, are there two football teams in Liverpool?
What's the other one called?
What's the joke?
Oh, well, you had to be there, really.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You two were, of course.
Oh, we're just in a bit of a silly mood. Hey, Wayne thinks he might be getting someone with Fallon at last.
Yeah, and I'm really grateful to you, Sid, for letting me stay long enough to make that happen.
Well, that is good news.
You're doing a great job.
Sorry, what? Sorry, Ruth. What did you say?
I said you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. Well, I wanted to do it properly as you're having all the family round tomorrow for David's birthday.
Well, that was a very kind thought.
Yeah, it was the least I could do.
And I'm really grateful. Only, actually, we're not.
Oh, don't say you've cancelled it. David got the birthday blues. Is he having a midlife crisis?
Well, he doesn't actually think he's that old.
Though, of course, I appreciate he may seem it to you.
Sorry, I didn't mean it to sound...
No, the party's still on, but the venue's changed.
Oh, I see. Where are you having it now?
Lower Loxley.
Lower Loxley, that would be nice. Elizabeth didn't mention it, though.
It's going to be a surprise. You won't say anything, will you?
No, of course not.
Mind you, I don't suppose you're likely to see David. He's at the dairy event till late.
Yeah, well, I saw him on his way out. He was about to put a great lump of turf into the boot.
Oh, that's it. He's going to have our soil looked at. There's a soil clinic at the show.
Oh. So you're having the party at Lower Loxley? That's a bit posh, isn't it?
It's Elizabeth's present to him. It was so difficult to know what to get him.
Yeah, I suppose he's got everything he wants by now.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. No, I was saying to Elizabeth I was sorry it was only going to be a small family party, but I really didn't think I could cook for more.
Oh, I would have given you a hand.
Well, that's kind, but there's no need. Elizabeth said she could get the orangery chef to cater for us, so that's much better all round.
Yeah, yeah, he's really good.
So, as long as David hasn't suspected anything...
I don't think he has.
Really?
When I saw him earlier, he was looking in the freezer.
Oh, was he?
I thought it was a bit strange, especially when he seemed really disappointed by what he found.
I bet he was. Oh, dear, poor thing. He thinks his birthday banquet is going to be frozen pizza and oven chips.
Oh, well, it'll be a nice surprise then, won't it?
It will. Look, now you don't need to make a special effort. Do you want to get off a bit early?
Oh, no, I've started it, so I might as well finish.
Haven't you got to fetch George from school?
No, no, Will's getting him and then he's going to drop him around later, so as long as I'm back for that.
Well, you've sorted out a bit of a rota then?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was such a weight off my mind, I can tell you. I was worried how taking and fetching him was going to work out with my job.
Oh, it can be a bit of a nightmare for working mums when the children first go to school.
Yeah, but it all seems to be working out fine so far.
How much longer have I got to keep my eyes shut?
I'm just doing a few finishing touches.
Well, don't see what all the mystery's about. I've had your honey cake before.
I tried something a bit different. I want to see what impact it has on you.
You're not going to throw it at me, are you?
No. Right. You can open your eyes now. What do you think?
Well, it's very unusual.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
Oh, good. I mean, black icing. Never seen that before.
It was tough to do.
And a striped cake. What an original idea. Like abstract art.
It's supposed to be a bee.
Is it?
Yes, can't you see? Black and yellow stripes. There's its head and there's its body.
And what about its wings and its antennae?
I'm not sure. I was thinking of making them from cardboard. Oh. I wanted to see what you thought of this first.
This is all about Vicky, isn't it? And her Tower of Babel or whatever it is.
No.
Oh, come on, Jill.
Oh, all right. Maybe hearing what she was doing did make me wonder if I was stuck in a bit of a rut and I should try something different.
Why? I mean, do you really think her entry is going to impress the judges?
It's ambitious.
It's irrelevant. I mean, what's the Eiffel Tower got to do with bees? I mean, versatile or otherwise.
You really think they won't like it?
This isn't the Turner Prize, Jill. They're a conservative lot this year.
That's true.
Really don't know why you've worked yourself into such a state about this.
I don't know myself. Suddenly my honey cake seemed dull.
It's not dull. It's a classic.
It's kind of you to say so.
No, it's not kind. It's the truth. It tastes delicious, and that's the most important thing, isn't it?
I suppose so.
You don't sound very convinced.
No, no, I'm very grateful for your support.
But...
I would like to see what Ruth thinks. I might have time to do the wings and the antennae before she comes.
Now, I know you've been a good boy at school today, George.
Yes, I have.
So you can have a little chocolate bar if you want.
Oh, Emma, do you really think
that's... I don't want one. Nick gave me one.
Did she? Well, then why don't you go and choose yourself a comic, yeah?
Yes.
Say thank you, Mummy.
Thank you, Mummy.
Good boy.
You know, you really shouldn't give him sweets because he's behaved well at school.
Don't you start, Mum. I'm not in the mood.
And you should tell Nick the same.
Oh, don't worry. There's a lot of things I'm going to be telling Nick and Will.
When did she see George, then?
She picked him up from school. She picked him up from school and then brought him back half an hour late because she took him and Jake and me to play on the swings.
Oh, that was nice of her. You see, that would have been enough of a treat.
What nice of her? She wasn't supposed to be picking him up from school. Will was.
Oh, so why didn't he?
He had a game-keeping emergency, whatever that's supposed to be. What could possibly be more important than picking his own son up from school?
Was George upset then?
No. Now, you know he likes to play with Jake and Mia, even more when he's been stuffed with chocolate.
It's what you were going to do.
Well, that's different. I'm his mother. Who the hell does she think she is?
Well,
I'm going to have a word with that school as well.
Oh, Emma, you don't want to get yourself a reputation for being a troublemaker. Not so soon.
I'm certainly going to make trouble when they let my child wander off with a complete stranger.
Oh, she's hardly that, is she? The school knows who she is. Jake goes there.
And that's what they said. Plus some story about Nick being there when she and Will picked both boys up, so he explained about their relationship.
Oh, I was far-sighted of him.
Far-sighted? Look, I'm his mum and I don't appreciate him palming off our son to any Nick, Dick or Harriet who happens to be passing.
Oh, now you're just being silly. Will lives with Nick. She's his partner.
So what? She's not mine.
You wouldn't mind if Ed collected George from school, would you?
Mum, that is completely different.
Honestly, Emma, you don't know you're born. You're very lucky.
Lucky?
I wish I'd had this amount of childcare available when you and Christopher were small. Might have made a big difference. Maybe I could have had more of a career for myself, like you want to.
I'm sorry we held you back.
Oh, I'm not saying that. Just don't look a gift horse in the mouth. In some ways, George is a very lucky little boy.
Because his mum and dad split up?
Because the one good thing that came out of it was that George has got extra people to love and look after him.
Maybe so, but it's...
And you've got extra help. You should count your blessings.
Can I open my eyes now?
Just a minute. I want to get this quite right.
This is all very intriguing.
I want to see your instinctive reaction. I did the same to Phil.
Yeah, he said.
Didn't tell you anything about it, did he?
Oh, no. Said you'd sworn him to secrecy.
I didn't want him to influence you. And that's why he's banished to the garden. Right. You can open your eyes now. What do you think?
Oh... It's a bee.
Well done. Phil couldn't see it. Though, to be fair, it hadn't got wings and antennae then.
And the wings are...
Cardboard. I didn't have time to do sponge sugar like Vicky.
I'm sure hers isn't half so lifelike.
Don't you like it?
Oh, it's very skillful. And I can see you've put a lot of work into it, Jill.
You hate it.
Well, maybe it's just me, but I do find it a bit... Well, creepy.
I was worried about that. I think it's the antennae.
It looks extraordinary. And if that's your honey cake underneath...
Yes, it is.
I'm sure it tastes wonderful too. Only I'm not sure I'd really want to eat it.
I agree that black icing doesn't look very appetising.
And being able to eat it is rather the point.
That's what Phil said.
And we've got so much about bees in the rest of our exhibit.
You think it's a bee too far?
I do, really. I'm sorry. Look, you've worked so
hard. No, I went a bit mad, didn't I? Phil obviously thought so, but he was too kind to say.
You just wanted to do your best.
I didn't want to let the rest of you down.
You couldn't. Your honey cake is your best. It's a classic.
Are you sure you haven't been talking to Phil?
No, honestly.
Well, you're both right, of course. I don't know what's come over me this year. I've got so competitive.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. With the other entrants using your honey for their cakes and your hives for their photos, no wonder it's got to you.
I suppose it has. Seems a bit petty.
Oh, not at all. Well, they can take all that from you, Jill, but they can't make your delicious honey cake. Now, can they?
I can't believe Mum took Nick's side like that.
I wouldn't say she did that exactly.
Well, don't you start. You never even liked Nick.
No, but...
Right from the start.
She has changed, though.
Yeah, so she'd like everyone to think.
Oh, come on, Em. Look, I know you don't worry about George being with her anymore.
It doesn't mean I like it.
Yeah, of course not. But if George is happy, well, that's the most important thing, isn't it?
He may be. I never will be.
Look, it's not like she could ever take your place.
Yeah, I know that.
And he does like playing with Jake and
Mia. Yeah, but even that gets to me.
Why?
If he had another little brother or sister of his own.
Or maybe he will have. If we can expand the business.
Oh, did you ring Brian?
Yeah, it all depends on this board meeting next week.
Didn't he give you a hint how he thought it might go?
He said he was cautiously optimistic.
That sounds promising.
Yeah, never count your chickens or your cows.
Yeah, but I suppose a week isn't that long to wait, is it?
It would have been nice to have some good news to give Grandad on his birthday tomorrow.
We've got that mystery present of Jim's to look forward to. I wonder what it is.
Well, Grandad's hoping for a classic car.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be a birthday to remember. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yes, bye.
Oh, you have got on well tidying those beds.
Yeah, I could do with a bit of a sit down. Oh, that's better. So Ruth agrees with me?
Yes, she does. So I'll be entering my nice, plain,
classic
honey cake as usual. I better do it on Saturday. I shan't have time tomorrow.
Don't you say any more about the arrangements?
We should still drive over, in case David wonders where we are. And then it's off to Lower Loxley.
Ruth doesn't think he suspects anything, does she?
She's sure he doesn't. Emma caught him rummaging in the freezer, looking desperately for signs of his birthday dinner.
Oh, poor David. I hope he's not going to be disappointed.
Ruth just thinks he'll be relieved to find out he's getting a decent meal. Oh!
Came as quite a surprise, I can tell you, when she said we had a soil compaction problem.
Not a serious one, surely?
No, I don't think so, no. I mean, the cows have been milking well enough.
Exactly.
But apparently, if the roots can't grow down far enough, the pasture's at, what does she call it, suboptimal production.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, first thing, I thought we'd get a full soil analysis done and then take it from there.
Good idea.
Yeah, all in all, it's quite a useful day.
I wish I could have made it myself.
Yeah, it's a shame. You must certainly go next year.
Not to Stornley, though, if it's moving to the NEC.
Oh, well, it's got so big. You've got sheep and beef there now, and rare breeds.
Plus that ride the tractor event.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you had fun on that.
I did. Lots to test drive. Quite a pre-birthday treat.
Oh, and how's the big deer going so far?
Brilliant.
I hope so, in spite of your daft presents.
What? I don't call a state-of-the-art digital camera daft.
I'm glad it's what you wanted.
Absolutely.
I was thinking more of the Bermuda shorts Pip gave you.
We could always use them to scare the birds.
That's an idea.
Nah, they're lovely. Now, those bright colours look great in Sharm el-Sheikh. Oh, I am really looking forward to my holiday.
And you truly don't mind that today's been a bit low-key? Just a quiet family meal this evening.
I'm a low-key kind of guy. Anyway, I know that you're planning to spring a surprise on me.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how did you find out?
By looking into a very empty freezer. Mum's going to bring the food round, isn't she?
Do you know where I put that letter from the... Oh, he didn't have to do that.
It's no trouble.
Yeah, but I always iron my own shirt. I know I've let them pile up a bit, but...
It's not your shirt. It's Wayne's.
It's Wayne's?
But I can certainly do some of yours while I got the ironing board up. Only you're usually so particular.
Wayne's got you ironing his shirt?
Well, he hasn't got me. I offered.
I see. Oh, it's not enough that he's been living here rent-free for weeks.
If you'd just let me explain, huh?
I can't have much more of this. When's he going?
When he's found somewhere to live. I mean, you can't expect...
There's always some excuse, isn't there?
Excuse me? Oh, you seriously want him living rough again?
First he's ill.
Well, he was ill.
And then he's got to have time to bond with Fallon.
You agreed with me how important that was.
Now he's got to have somewhere to live. Is he even looking?
Yes, he is. He's going to look at a place this evening, actually.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Room in a shared house in Borchester.
Oh, so he says.
That's why I was ironing his shirt. As I would have told you if you'd let me get a word in edgeways. He wants to look respectable.
Huh. That's going to take a bit more than a clean shirt.
Oh, Sid. Give him some credit for trying, please.
Why does it matter to you where he goes? As long as he's out of our air.
Look, I don't want Fallon to worry.
It's always Fallon, isn't it?
And what's that supposed to mean?
It's you who's made life very comfortable for him. Why should he want to leave?
Of course he wants to leave. He knows he can't live here forever.
Why not? So you can simper and giggle and talk about the old days.
Simper?
Make me feel like a stranger in my own home.
Simper?
Well, that's what it looked like to me.
Oh, I can't believe this. You're jealous.
Yeah, of course I am. My wife. Making eyes at another man.
What?
Laughing at his jokes. Ironing his shirt.
I'm doing it for Fallon.
Oh, this isn't about Fallon. It's you who won't sway in here. It has been all along.
Oh, sorry. Have I come at a bad time?
How dare you? How dare you say that to me?
Only you did say I could pop round for a cup of tea.
Oh, Scruff, not that. It's dirty. Drop it. Good dog.
Afternoon, Linda.
Oh, Jill. How lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you, too.
Now, I can tell Adam you use this path. I said it was very...
No, I'm afraid this is my first time.
Oh, I see.
I thought I'd come and see what all the fuss is about.
And you're won over, I'm sure. Such splendid views.
Won't the new path have better ones?
Well, that isn't the point.
Isn't it?
Jill, you can't be happy at the idea of yet more of these plastic monstrosities ruining the countryside.
Things change, Linda. My baby son is 50 today.
So is he having a special birthday celebration?
He said he just wanted a quiet family meal with us and Ruth and the children at Brookfield.
How sweet.
Oh, he's not getting it. We're having a big family do at Lower Loxley.
And does he know?
I hope not.
That will be a wonderful surprise. So you're just killing time.
I had to get out of the house, stop myself doing any more to my honey cake.
Oh, for your flour and produce entry?
Yes. Phil says it's fine, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I know. The true artist is never satisfied. Robert's the same about his photograph.
The digitally enhanced one? Mm. I'm looking forward to seeing that. He took some wonderful shots of the Ambridge plinth.
He did, but actually... Well, you'll have to wait till Sunday to find out.
Oh, this has been impossible. Just because he found me ironing Wayne's shirt.
Doing what?
Oh, don't you start. Wayne's going to look at a place tonight, shared house. He wants to look his best.
Well, can't he iron his own shirt?
Oh, no, he's useless. He always was.
Well, that might be a bit hard for Sid to take. I mean, how would you feel if you found Kathy here cooking Sid's favourite supper?
Pleased he was getting a good meal. I wouldn't throw a tantrum.
Oh, well, I would.
And accusing me of using Fallon as an excuse. How can he say that?
You mean an excuse to keep Wayne here?
Yeah, as if I would.
I know you have her best interests at heart.
Just because Wayne and I were having a laugh together.
You have got closer since he's been here. I mean, you can't deny that.
I don't. But there's still no reason for Sid to get jealous.
Isn't there? Jolene.
Oh, Lillian, I don't know. It's just so complicated.
It always is.
I have enjoyed his company. It's been, I don't know, more like the old Wayne.
The man you fell in love with.
We had some good years out in the road with the band.
Which Sid can't share. Not the love of music, not being young with you.
But then it ended, and Fallon were born, and it all had to stop. We were happy enough to start with, but then he...
He just wasn't up to being a father.
No. But he's the one I chose for her. Oh, I picked him, and she suffered the consequences.
Oh, you were very young.
That's no excuse. You know, I just thought if she and Wayne could salvage some kind of relationship, I was trying to make that happen. Whatever Sid thinks is what they both want.
What do you want?
Oh, Lillian. I don't know. To turn the clock back? Maybe that's it. I don't want Wayne. I just want to be young again.
But you can't.
I know.
And why would you want to be, darling? Sid's a good man.
I know. He is.
They're hard to find, I should know. Spend enough time looking.
Me too. When Sid and I first got together, I just couldn't believe me luck.
No. Especially as he was married to someone else.
No. No, not my finest hour.
Oh, I'm not judging you, darling. I'm just saying you had your own exciting times.
Yeah, he certainly did.
You know, it's taken me most of my life to find what I've been looking for. And despite what we've been through, well, that's Matt. He's the real deal.
Yeah.
And I think Sid is for you. Oh, look at it from his point of view. He's been very patient.
Yeah, he has.
You know, I can't see Matt tolerating one of my old boyfriends in the house for 5 minutes, let alone 5 weeks.
Oh, neither can I.
He's jealous because he loves you. You know he does.
Sorry I'm late. Linda kept me talking. Happy birthday, love.
Thanks, Mum.
Are you having a nice day?
He says he is.
He liked our presents.
He liked mine best.
Well, I've got another one for him. Let's see if he likes this one.
Oh, is that all you brought?
David!
I think you'll find it's quite enough to be going on with.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. I thought...
Open it, then.
Well, hadn't I better wait for Dad?
No!
Where is he, anyway?
In the car. Now, you go ahead.
Was he getting things out of the boot?
No, this is from both of us.
I think you better open it before you put any more feet in your mouth.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Mum. I didn't mean to sound ungrateful.
I know. Now, you might find it quite difficult to unwrap.
Yes, we know why.
Boys, shh! I put a lot of sellotape on it.
Oh, you certainly have. I think I'm going to need some scissors, Ruth. Oi! What are you doing?
Surprise!
Sorry about this, Pet, but we don't want you to see where you're going.
Going? Are you taking me somewhere?
You'll see.
Come on, boys. Let's put your dad in the car. Huh?
Oh, bye then, Lillian. And thanks for all your help.
Oh, my pleasure, darling. I know you do the same for me. You have.
Well, I needed someone I could talk to, honestly. Someone who'd listen, not judge.
Glass houses and stones, darling. Now, you won't pine too much for the past, will you?
Well, I'll try not to.
You know, there's this poem Jenny's always quoting. She trots it out every birthday and anniversary.
Oh, sounds like Jennifer.
Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be. That's what you have to hope, isn't it?
Right, we're here now. Mm. You can take the blindfold off now, boys.
Oh, that's better. What? We're at Lower Loxley.
That's right.
But we've driven for miles.
Round in circles.
Oh. Look at the banner, Dad. Yes, look. Oh,
good heavens. Happy birthday, David. How on earth did Nigel ever get it up there?
Ask him. He's waiting for you. The whole family are.
Can we go in? I'm starving.
Well, I'm getting fed as well, am I?
Yeah, by Elizabeth's chef. So don't worry, it'll be a wonderful meal.
And everyone's there waiting for me. I don't know what to say.
See, you like it.
Oh, I do. Thank you. It's a wonderful surprise. I think I'm going to like being 50.
Happy birthday, Dad. Happy birthday,
Dad. The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.